I think a lot of us love that we have these firsts in Pittsburgh. This is a big deal, Paul Rasmussen. As an anchor man, I can't see you bouncing all over town on a pogo stick, but why not? We are excited because we have, and this guy is the CEO of X-Pogo. He is the producer and host of Pogapalooza, which is here for the weekend. The World Championships are back. Will Weiner, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Larry.
So, Will, where are you from originally?
So, my family's actually from here, but I grew up in New Mexico for some reason, ended up back here, and love it. Just love Pittsburgh.
And so you chose this for the World Championship, and this is a big deal. So I assume we'll have people from everywhere in town to participate in this, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we get a number of international competitors. You know, the sport of extreme pogo sticking, not the biggest sport in the world, but you got your enthusiasts, you know, in Europe, Canada, there's a bit of a scene. So we'll be getting people from all kinds of countries coming in, competing, trying to see who is the best extreme pogo sticker in the world.
So how many are going to compete? You get more than one event, right?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a few disciplines. There will be about 30 people not taking part in each discipline. So something like, right, Friday in Market Square, we'll be doing high jump, which is a really nice pure competition. Who can get the highest over a bar? And, you know, they're on these pneumatic high-powered pogo sticks, so they're getting 10, 11, hopefully break the world record of 12 feet in the air. So, you know, these are pretty not the pogo sticks you had in your garage growing up.
And this is the 10th time you've done this, but it's the 20th year, I guess. What, it first started in a parking lot in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Yeah, that's right. Pogapalooza 1, kind of, you know, these pogoers few and far between met each other on the internet and like, hey, we're kind of trying to do tricks. Is anyone else doing this in the world? And by and large, you know, they're kind of scattered across the states. One of them was like, hey, if you all want to come hang out at my house in Nebraska, there's a church next door. We can pogo in the parking lot. Let's call it Pogapalooza. Since then, we've been international. We've been in New York City, but our group, X-Pogo, we are based now in Wilkinsburg. We've been here since 2017 and really just trying to build in roots with the event and say, Pittsburgh is home of the World Championships of Pogo. It's where you go if you want to see the best pogoers in the world. We build our own custom park out here in Wilkinsburg that, you know, they kind of jump around these giant pogo obstacles. So Pittsburgh is the place for pogo.
Now, you've got some world record holders on your website. By the way, this X-Pogo website is really slick. But we got highest backflip here, most consecutive bounces, highest front flip. This is like the X Games on pogo sticks, right?
Exactly. And, you know, one day we'd love to be a part of the X Games. You know, until they have us, the sport is, you know, pretty young relative to sports. We're just going to do our own thing. We work with Guinness Records and just trying to see how far can we push this. And Pogo Blues is really the time of year we come together and just try and push those limits in every possible direction.
Unbelievable. I'm looking at the record for the most consecutive bounces. Larry, are you ready for this?
Hit me.
115,170 bounces.
That is incredible. Yeah. So how did you get into pogo, Will, as a participant as a kid, I assume?
Actually, I've had a little bit of a weird path. A lot of the pogoers get in, I would say the most standard origin story is, you know, you get a pogo stick for Christmas, and a lot of the kids or the people who do pogo were kind of into skating or flips or whatever and thought, hey, can I make a pogo extreme? And they start looking around and seeing, oh, well, these other people have tried flips, and it just snowballs. I had a really weird, maybe not that interesting origin story, but I actually went to CMU for college. I was in a club with a guy who was like one of the founding fathers of pogo. I did some sports broadcasting at CMU, and he was like, hey, this thing has kind of taken off. Do you want to come on as an announcer for our stuff? And that's a hard thing to say no to. And eventually just fell in love with this world and got pulled in deeper and deeper. And it's like, okay, let's grow this sport. Let's blow this thing up. Let's, you know, get it to the X Games level.
Well, tomorrow, 5:30, you can go to Market Square in downtown Pittsburgh, check out the high jumpers, and then you have the Tech and Freestyle qualifiers on Saturday starting at 3 and 3 on Sunday. Freestyle finals, best trick, and 15 and under bounce off. Paul, you're not eligible.
And where are the events on Saturday and Sunday?
Sure thing. So those are at our headquarters in Wilkinsburg. It's a location called Community Forge, an old school turned into community center. All the info is on our website, pogopalooza.com, but that's where we build the custom pogo park and do. Actually, just want to take a sec to mention that kids 15 and under bounce off. Everything all weekend is free, but that's free to enter. You don't even need a pogo stick. That anyone 15 and under, we say ready, set, go. Whoever stays bouncing the longest gets a free kind of kid-scaled version of the extreme stick. So pretty cool prize there.
All right. It is pogopalooza.com. You can check it out for details. And I'm looking on your website here, Will, the Vertego V4 Pro Pogo Stick is $469. Paul wants two of them.
Yowza.
It's sold out, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, you know, it's a pretty niche, the high-end stick. So when the batches come, they'll go quickly. So, you know, if you really want to fly 10 feet in the air, you know, you kind of have to spend a bit of coin and wait a little bit of time. But, you know, the one the kids bounce is getting called the Slingshot is a scaled version. It's more like $150, so that's kind of hopefully the missing link or the Goldilocks of a pogo, if you will. And you can try the Vertigos, you can try just the normal spring ones, all of them for free at Pogopalooza too. So if you're a kid or you just want to recapture the inner child, can do all of that at Pogopalooza.
Well, Will, thanks for taking time. Good luck. Sounds like a lot of fun at very least.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on.
Will Weiner is the producer and the host of Pogopalooza.
I never knew that we had an organization based right here dedicated to pogos.
And the world
and world setting
the
records.
World. The entire world. And I want to give a shout out to Jimmy Grainer, who's a young man, a son of a friend of mine. And while he was battling cancer, I know one of the things that helped him was he learned to pogo. And he became so good out at North Allegheny High School. He actually was an act in the talent show, and people went crazy for it. Although, it's got to be a little dangerous if you haven't done it to pogo. So if you want to try it, Paul, be very careful, because one slip and you'll be doing something different than anchoring the news.
I wonder how long it took to bounce over 117,000 times on a pogo stick. That must have been something to watch.
We'll look it up. That's pretty good. Pogopalooza. Summer solstice officially, what, at 4:51 this afternoon, but it is the longest day, Paul, of the year and the earliest in 228 years that the solstice has arrived, in part due to this is a leap year, remember? So we had that extra day in there. So for those that don't know, the sun is the center of our little solar system, and we rotate around it, and it takes almost 365 days and a quarter. So after every 4 years, to make up for that extra day, they add one on the calendar, and that's where we get the leap day.
You know, you said it's the longest day of the year. I can tell you from my perspective, this has been the longest day in a long time here at work.
There is some kind of weird energy going on here, I can tell you that.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it is... when the sun has gotten to the highest point in the sky that it's going to get for the year. So therein lies the solstice. In the northern hemisphere, on the other side of the planet, they're experiencing winter.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, so that must be really strange. I've never crossed the international date line south, right?
I once had neighbors who the husband was working for Shell out at the... cracker plant when it was under construction, but they were from Australia, and I got to know them fairly well, and celebrating Christmas here, it was upside down for them. They were used to it being hot and steamy.
Well, wait a while, it might be down the road here. The way it's going, we didn't have much of a winter either, did we?
No. No, not this past year.
But I got
no complaints here.
Concert of the summer for you, right? All benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. It is July 26th and 27th. That's a Friday night with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, world-class guitarist, her husband. She was recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And this is just the beginning of this lineup.
Then Saturday, July 27th, it's HM3 Independence Fund Celebrity Care Fest with, you've heard of Thomas Tall,
mm-hmm.
the billionaire, minority owner of the Steelers, used to own Legendary Pictures. He's actually in a group called the Ghost Towns. So it has a rock vibe. Then you have the legendary Smokey Robinson. And then Pitbull. All on one stage in one day in one backyard in Gibsonia. And again, all the money raised for the weekend goes to UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation, which is cool in and of itself. So, if you're looking for some entertainment, you can go to hm3independencefund.org. Check it out. The details for sponsorships, for tickets, everything you need to know, hm3independencefund.org.
I forgot to say earlier, when we were talking about Lionel Richie's recent concert, I forgot to say that editor Pat Septak's review was really even more positive for Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I asked him if Philip Bailey was still in full voice, and he said, yeah. He said, they sounded great, brought terrific energy to the show.
Yeah, and I
wanted to give him a shout-out.
It happens to be Lionel Richie's 75th birthday today. Glad you mentioned that. And we mentioned earlier, is this right, Pat, where Lionel Richie said, hey, Ducks fans, for a second, but then he realized, no, this isn't the Mighty Ducks, it's the Pittsburgh Penguins, and people started shouting out. He said, oh, not a great way to start a show. But he's so loved that I guess the audience quickly overlooked that with the performance. But that must be embarrassing. They don't know what city they're in half the time, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, when they say Cleveland. Who else did that? They said Cleveland once in Pittsburgh.
And
that was a different
Ooh,
thing.
Ouch.
Mighty Ducks is one thing, but Browns fans, you know. I forget which artist did that. But anyway. You want to check out the concert of the summer, help the kids at Children's Hospital, all in the same weekend. That's it. HM3IndependenceFund.org. I think Marty Griffin will be there, not singing, but I think they booked him. They've been begging him to come to
the comedic
show.
Stylings of Marty Griffin between acts. Won't that be fun?
Good idea. Susie Cool, who anchored yesterday afternoon, and every Thursday at this time we check in with the Cool Scoop. Suze, how you doing? You got a lot on your plate.
Oh, Larry, don't remind me, okay? Do not remind me. No, luckily I always run around like a chicken with my head cut off, so this is just like every other day in the books for me.
But you started the week doing something that was on your list to play in a golf scramble.
Yes. Okay. So I don't know how everybody else goes about life, but I have a couple different bucket lists. Like I have a legitimate bucket list of things that I would like to do. And then whenever unfortunate things happen to me, I also jokingly say, knock it off the bucket list. And then my therapist goes, that's a silly coping mechanism, but you should probably knock that off the bucket list. So this bucket list item was to play in a scramble, right? I was so excited. And I was paired up with only two other people. So the rules at the beginning of this scramble were one of us got to take an extra shot because we didn't have four people like everybody else did. And I crushed it, Larry. I crushed it.
Well, you posted a video of you hitting baseballs.
Yeah.
And somebody told me, you know, Susie Cool was a pretty good athlete.
Somebody told you that?
Somebody told me that.
Who?
I'm not telling.
Why? You don't want it to get
somebody
to my head?
Somebody knows you that I ran into and they go, oh, I know Susie Cool. She was a great athlete.
Yeah.
So you're going to be in for all these charity golf events.
I would absolutely love that. But yeah, no. So we went 5 under. That's I feel like that's pretty decent. For my first scramble, at least. And the people that I was playing with aren't these like huge golfers or anything. But we used a lot of my shots off the tee. And not just my drives, because I can drive the ball, right? But my iron shots. I won us money. Like, there was this this little one that you paid $5 to, like, say, I'll land it on the green. Well, my partners didn't. But you bet your bottom dollar I did. Well,
look at you. Look at you go.
All the par threes.
All right. So what else are you working on?
So my big thing is I'm moving out of my parents' house. I know it's time to grow up, everybody, this weekend. And I am struggling with, okay, I need to have food at my apartment.
Yes.
You know, like that's a thing now that I can't just raid my parents' fridge, right? So I actually looked into like a couple like meal prep things just for like my first week or two just to get settled in. And I found this one that's locally owned, Longevity Life. And they deliver meals right to your door, which is crazy. And actually, tomorrow, as I'm moving into my new apartment, they're going to go ahead, deliver some meals to me, deliver some protein, because they know I like working out and I want to get back to my meal prep now that I don't have to like eat whatever my family's eating. And not that I hate that, but sometimes it's not the healthiest, right?
The price is right.
Yes. Yes, the price is definitely right. But they're going to like bulk me up on protein, and they even have protein donuts. So I'm so excited to dive into this and then be able to like tell everybody about it.
So you have been with your parents, but you have lived away from home for a long time.
Yeah.
So this isn't your first move. You boomeranged back for a while.
Yes. I lived away from my parents for 6 years, and I lived by myself almost all six of those years. So being home for the last 9 months has been great, because I also live like two doors down from one of my brothers and my nephews and his wife. But this is like the first time that I've ever moved away from them while in Pittsburgh. So if my dad is listening, I know he's like a little heartbroken about it. And I get it. But also,
you'll always be his little girl.
I know. But also, there's something about like having your own place and like paying for bills. And like, you know, it just makes you feel like an adult. Not that I'm not an adult, but it will make me, you know, it will get me back in that mindset of like, okay, this is what I need to do. And my apartment's so cute. I actually have like a secondary room that is going to be a den slash an office. So like I can wake up in the morning again. Like right now I'm not doing my normal routine of waking up at like 4:35 in the morning, which like I love to do. Like I just love starting my day that early because I just feel like you're up before everybody else. I haven't been doing that as much recently. I haven't been going to bed on time, you know, and I just can't wait to just get back to like what I'm used to every single day with Muffin, of course.
Yes. Famous cat now.
Yes.
So what's your next cool scoop visit?
So my next cool scoop visit, I have a couple next week that I'm going to dive into. I'm going to go get another facial at a place called Glow Studio. So
be careful.
Why?
You get too many, you know.
No, that's good for your skin. You're supposed to get them like once a month, Larry.
How often should you be exfoliated?
Honestly, like once a month. It helps. It helps with like rejuvenating the skin. And then I'm also going to go to a place called Rev Beauty, which focuses on like hair. They do some things for your eyebrows. They also have facials there as well. So we're going to get like a little bit of a midsummer, well, I guess beginning of summer beauty treatment next week. So
it's the first day, the solstice, Susie. Mm-hmm. Cool Scoop.
Is that true or is that tomorrow?
It's today.
Huh.
No, it's today. Not
we had this. Debate over winter, and I'm pretty, well, no, fall, I missed it.
Typically, it is on the 21st or 22nd.
Yes.
But it's the earliest the solstice has occurred in 228 years.
I knew it.
Trivia for
I
that.
I stinking knew it.
You sensed it.
Yes.
All right. How do they find you, Suzie Kuehl?
At Suze Kuehl, S-U-Z-K-E-W-L. And I will be putting out a reel today for the snowman. So it's hot out. So if you want some shaved ice and some good ice cream, be on the lookout for it. Okay, guys?
All right. The snowman up in Moraine State Park. I got you. Suzie Kuehl, stay cool.
Thanks, Larry.
Coming up 10 till 2, Marty Griffin. Get Marty.
Speaking of, look, I take great pride in making a difference. So we raised a lot of hell with Guy Reschenthaler. And he's relevant to what we're about to say here, in that they were holding tourists in Turks and Caicos over small amounts of ammunition. In fact, he got one guy freed.
Right.
A couple others freed. Breaking news in that area, because of what he did and because of the publicity and the Americans saying to hell with it, I'm not going there. Major change happening right now. and Guy's going to come on live with us. I like, because we have this disdain for politics and politicians in general for obvious reasons. I like it when guys get their hands dirty. And I know his mom and dad listen. And you guys should be proud of your son because he gives a damn. At a real grassroots, down to earth, I give a damn about regular people level. Guy Reschenthaler gives it. And I tell you what, point number two. And Patrick was with me. We're at that hospital in Washington. Between what we did in terms of pushing buttons and what he did in terms of writing letters and pushing buttons, saved a hospital. So my point is, have all the disdain you want. Guy supports Trump. I don't really care. I could give a flying rat's behind. What I care about is my man saved the hospital, and my man is creating change all around the world, and we're going to talk to him live. Also, off the top, just serendipitous here, we have the opportunity to check in live, Larry, on a news conference that's starting in a few minutes. Man, if you folks use the roads and bridges around here, you want to hear this. This is a group that has examined the roads and bridges in particular in our area, and it's scary stuff, and we're going to take that live. I think it's important that people hear this. And on a somber note, this woman, her name is Lori, and my son, and Patrick, and myself, and thanks to Mark Sorreo, we made her a handmade cake. We went to her house in Monroeville in the pouring rain a couple weeks ago. She had advanced a cancer, and we gave her a cake. We have this thing called the cakewalk. And I swear to God, Larry, they called her from Montefiore and said, you got to get in the hospital because you're dying. She said, to hell with it. I want my cake. I'm not exaggerating. True, Patrick?
100%.
So we go into her house. It's pouring down rain. It was kind of symbolic of what was happening. Surrounded by her kids and family, everybody crying in this beautiful cake. And you think, who gives a crap about a cake? She did. I did. My son did. And I got a note early this morning that she died. And my point is, I know that we have to find joy when we can, because these moments, ma'am, these moments that we have in life, we got to enjoy them, man, while the window's open. And I'm not a morbid guy, as you know. I chase the rabbit every damn day because I can. And Lori, I swear to God, she said to me, like, you think this woman is so frail from this cancer? And she said to me, I wasn't going anywhere without Marty's cake. And I started crying. It's not about me. It's about life and love and making sure you enjoy these moments. And I also want to say this. Go to hell to all you bastards out there making rude comments about this Central Catholic high school teacher who died, who was electrocuted. Go to hell, really. And I mean that in the nicest way.
Bob Anderson, 62 years old, a loved teacher at Central Catholic who was, he wasn't
bike.
Just a cyclist. This was a passion of his.
A wonderful
mountain
man.
Biker.
And look, I dare anyone out there who's never made a mistake or gone around a yellow line or done anything. And these people, Larry, on social media, hey, shouldn't have done that. Go to hell. As much as I love the folks who love to take care of each other, I have so much disdain for people who make obnoxious comments, Larry, about a man who was electrocuted and died.
And they don't know exactly the details.
Or what he saw.
When they're on a trail, they're sometimes, and he was, from all accounts, an expert at this.
Plus, it was dark, it was raining. Come on, man. You know, look, and the blame Duquesne Light isn't fair either, and I'll tell you why. 100,000 people had no power, Larry. Okay? They got like 10 guys, and they got 1,000 jobs. But my point is, to make these rude comments about him, man, sometimes I want to give up. Because that was a great man. He lived a great life.
Well, I got a call from my sister. She goes, I knew Bob.
We all knew him.
Nice to see him.
All my boys at Central knew him. It's disgusting. The people make these comments, Larry. The guy's dead, for God's sakes. He was electrocuted, for God's sakes. Jesus. But I find hope, as we all do, in these moments like we found with Lori and a cake. And Guy Reschenthaler, fighting a good fight and making a difference. If not, but for that, some days, man, I want to just say, screw it. Screw all of you, because you're bastards. And I hate to use the vulgar language, but, man, I can't understand that kind of language and those feelings about a guy who's dead, Larry, by an accident. God. Anyway, I'm done.